Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We have a little bit more from President Trump, and Dan has about the American involvement, not exactly involvement, but equipment involvement in aiding Israel and enhancing their ability to deflect the Iranians. Dan, what did he say?
Yeah, about 14 minutes ago now, Dom, he wrote, we now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. Iran had good sky trackers and other defensive equipment and plenty of it, but it doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. Continuing on with a second tweet, we know exactly where the Supreme Leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, in parentheses, kill, at least not for now, but we don't want missile shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. 1 minute later, Dom following it up with a tweet saying, or Truth Social post saying, in all caps, unconditional surrender exclamation point with nothing else.
All right. A little bit of zigging and zagging there. What is it like in Israel at this point? Are people heartened despite some of the missiles getting through? Steve Feldman, Zionist of America, joins us here, the executive director on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in. What are your thoughts at this moment? Where are we headed?
First of all, Dom, thank you and Dan for having me on again, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. Where are we headed? I hope that we are headed with Israel eliminating Iran's nuclear threat and proxy armies to safeguard both Israel and the world. I mean, Iran has been the leading state sponsor of terrorism for decades. Iran attacked the United States going back to November 4th, 1979, when it attacked our embassy and took 52 Americans hostage for 444 days. Some of us remember that. Some of us remember tuning in every night to a news show on ABC News called Americans Held Hostage. That launched the career of Ted Koppel and Nightline. But hopefully Israel is doing what needed to get done for a very long time. I know the Israeli people and the Jewish community and patriotic Americans are grateful for President Trump and the U.S. military's role, whatever that role is, defensive or later offensive, in being a part of this.
Steve, too, on terra firma here, Jewish community always a sense of potential under attack, and it's heightened more as this goes on. I think Josh Shapiro yesterday finally gave us a little bit more of an inkling of saying what was obvious, that the guy that attacked him was out of the genocide charge in Gaza. So there was that. But this is always the time I see you and your group offer self-defense courses and threat assessment courses, et cetera.
Yeah, the Jewish community has been under a threat of violence now since October 7th, 2023, when the Palestinian Arabs, led by Hamas, attacked Israel. There, in conjunction with that, the threats against American Jews and Jews throughout the world really increased dramatically. And as the media, the news media and social media has continued basically aiding and abetting Hamas's propaganda, those threats have gotten worse. I've been on the phone with law enforcement, and I've made them aware of situations in our area. They've made me aware of situations in our region, and it's important to be vigilant. It's important to practice situational awareness. And this is not merely a threat that targets Jews. I don't want your audience to, you know, somebody to say, you know, I'm not Jewish, I don't have to worry. People who create these attacks, maybe, you know, God forbid if there is an attack, not the most accurate shooters, not the most greatest planners. So everybody's in danger. They're a threat to everybody in America, frankly.
Absolutely, Steve. Steve, where do we find all things Zionist of America for people that want to support or just know more about what you do? And I think your organization, Second to None, gets it, this historic alliance where we are Americans, you are, and we are more secure when Israel is secure. And in this case, doing the work that makes us more secure from some of these terrorist groups.
Yeah, just real quick, there is such a litany of Iranian attacks against America, Americans, murdering, severely injuring, attacking, you name it, over the years. People can look that up. They can reach us by email at the word office@zoaphilly.org, office@zoaphilly.org. For those outside of the immediate area, they can reach our national office at the word info@zoa.org. The national website is www.zoa.org. And as always, Dom, thank you for bringing these issues to the attention of your audience.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for popping on today. Steve Feldman, Zionist of America, here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Here's a little bit of Tucker Carlson, which is really the center of this universe. Now, I've said for many years, Tucker Carlson is one, two, or three, the smartest guys I've ever interviewed or been on his show. But that doesn't mean there's not a screw loose here in certain areas, post-Fox and post-trying to gin up an audience that is more Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, than it is just conservatives or MAGA people. He must think he is in the forefront, he and Steve Bannon, of MAGA. Taking on Trump, though, in general terms across our society, is a tough thing. Taking on Trump in a MAGA universe to the base of Trump supporters is almost a zero-sum game. You got to know that. So what is his game here? Does he think he'll startle Trump, he'll scare Trump, that he'll erode support of people that are MAGA, that are Trumpian? All right, here's Carlson saying, hey, to Trump, your last chance to stop a war that will further weaken and destroy America.
Does Trump frustrate you? Of course. I mean, you've certainly been through that. But my dogs frustrate me. My kids frustrate me. I mean, you get frustrated when you deal with people you love. But my core feeling about Trump, and I think it's obvious in the way I talk about him, and I don't need any more money. I don't need anything from anybody. If I didn't like Trump, I'd just say so. I actually really love Trump. I think he's a deeply humane, kind person. And I am saying this because I'm really afraid that my country's going to be further weakened by this. I think we're going to see the end of American empire, obviously. Other nations would like to see that. And this is a perfect way to scuttle the USS America on the shoals of Iran. But it's also going to end, I believe, Trump's presidency and effectively end it. And And so that's why I'm saying this.
What do you mean by that? That's coming from you. That's
you get. Look, I knew Bush. I knew George W. Bush. We had, you know, family connections to Bush. I knew Bush personally. I still see Bush sometimes. And, you know, of course, he hates me. And he does because I criticized him on Iraq. And that war is the sum total from a historical perspective of his administration. But I knew him. And he had all kinds of plans for the things that he wanted to do. But once
Domestically,
right. To improve the country.
Right.
And you may agree or disagree, but, like, in his mind, he wasn't just about the invasion of Iraq in March of 2000.
Oh, no, no. He was going to redo Social Security. 100%. All types of... He was going to take care of the entitlements issue.
And he really thought it was going to work.
Yep.
And you could laugh at that or whatever, but the point is, the second you get enmeshed in a real war, not a fake, let's go bomb the villagers and declare success, though we don't even have a good track record. Like, why are the Houthis still there? There's a whole other question, right, which is how prepared is the U.S. military for a real conflict? And the answer is totally unprepared. Scary unprepared. I don't think people understand that. But anyway, the only reason I'm saying any of this is because I really, really care. And it's been what a disaster for me personally. I mean, it's like the last thing I wake up, you know, all these texts, you know, well, I can't believe you're so evil, you hate this, that. I just want to restate, I don't hate anybody. And to the extent I do hate people, I try to repent of it. I don't want to hate anybody. I really don't. I just don't want my country to be further weakened or destroyed by another one of these wars. And boy, if you can't connect the dots after 25 years of this, you're either too dumb to participate in the conversation or you're, like Mark Levin, just a liar who doesn't care.
All right, there you go. All right, so there's Carlson with Steve Bannon. And again, Trump's response to this is Trump knows what America First is. Trump's cardinal principle that I still think separates him from every Republican president, probably Democrat too, is we're not going to get involved in these unending wars. Like any president, there were all these temptations. I witnessed the one. They wanted him to put more troops in Syria. I'm in the Oval Office with three other talk show hosts, incoming Dan Crenshaw and a bunch of other Congress people. And just the mood there was, no, Trump was going to hear them out, be polite. He wasn't going to do what they wanted around that. What makes Bannon and these others believe that that's where we're going? You heard Alan West. MAGA, or America First, is not isolationist. It's not the idea we can just hide behind oceans and the world will be okay. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, that challenges everything. I think they reject that. They'll come up with stuff. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump challenged that yesterday, saying they were nowhere near close. So do you believe, you actually believe that Trump is unknowingly, I guess Carlson would talk about this, in the grip of some of the people he mentioned, and slowly but surely headed toward another unending war? Trump's whole persona, the transactional nature, the stuff that he doesn't slide towards something like that. He just doesn't. He's got an instinct, a gut instinct on this that I don't think can be overrun. It's a legacy item of his. He gets that. You know, I could see some mistakes, like I think the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. I was sucked into that one too. On this, I don't see it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Coming up, we now see a story today, Philadelphia Axios. There's a Philadelphia local Axios that I subscribe to. They are, oh my God, the threat of ICE. It's neighboring in the area of 700 local police organizations that are aiding and abetting ICE to carry out their duties. And to the other side, that's the worst sign. It's not just the federal government. It's that these locales are backing them up. And Bucks County is one of them, Lancaster. But Bucks County is shocking to these people. All right, I'll give you the details on that and your calls and the side question. You know, it's important to make sure our families have the essentials. Food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system that removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap then is crystal clear, all natural water. Really tastes better. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, but it provides peace of mind. You're knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service and attention to detail, just fantastic. Our guy, Dwayne, came for the annual maintenance, took a look at it. Boy, how thorough. And he told me, yeah, the number of people that say, are you Dwayne? Yes, that is Dwayne. He's unbelievable. And he and all their staff love showing you the before and after test. Get that free water test. See what was in it, and then see after this what's not in it. See the impurities gone. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Martin Water, 800-887-7555.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let's go to Jonathan in Jersey. He's in on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Jonathan, afternoon to you. Yo, Jonathan.
Hey, Dom, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Jonathan. Go right ahead.
So, I voted for Donald Trump the last time around because I'm a United States Marine, and I don't need to send any more bodies overseas to come back in a box. And I'm sorry, there are 47,000 troops in the Middle East. In 2017, in 2007, 2009, 2016, 2020, U.S. intelligence community has assessed every single time that any conflict with Iran, we cannot control escalation once we get involved. And all those 47,000 troops, we can't control whether or not they're going to get hit. You don't know what drone warfare is going to do. And by the way, this is me talking to people who are currently in the Pentagon, currently in the National Security Agency that I've served with, who say that, hey, we don't know if we're going to get hit with drones if we go in. So to be perfectly honest, let the Israelis and the Iranians fight it out. The moment we get involved, this immediately becomes a regional conflict, and then you're going to see American troops on the ground and American body bags, because there is no other way to ensure that the nuclear facilities are gone. There's no other way to ensure stability in the region. If we overthrow Iran and then we just bomb them and walk away and they topple, then you have Libya. Only you have Libya with nuclear material up for grabs that anybody can get their hands onto. And then we got to go in and send troops in to go secure that stuff.
Well, so we haven't done it. We haven't done any of that. And John, thank you for your service, but we haven't done that. Trump has not done that. So
yet. We're talking about...
What else can we talk about? But with yet,
we're sitting here talking about people like Mark Levin and others saying we should be bombing Iran right now. Those B-2s should be in flight, right?
But we're not doing that, nor are we going to do that.
But here's the thing. There are people pushing on the right now, that are pushing the same propaganda we pushed in 2003 with Iraq, and my friends came back in body bags. And as long as the president keeps his head out of it, you know, up above water, and doesn't listen to the people who want to go in there and bomb the crap out of them, because that's what that Mike Huckabee post was about, pushing the president to go in there and bomb, hit that reactor. The moment that reactor's hit, you're going to see Americans get hit in Iraq. You're going to see Americans get hit all over the Middle East.
You must not realize the Iranians realize what Trump's about. They're not going to hit U.S. military. Now, anybody could have a mistake.
What did I say, Dom? I said if we hit that reactor.
Even if we hit the reactor, they're not going to do that because they know what the consequence is, Jonathan. They know this is not Biden. They know what Trump will do. He's telling the leader, you're dead.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When has it ever worked in history? It's never worked in history. It didn't work in World War I. It sure as hell didn't work when we tried that stuff in World War II or Vietnam or any other time in history where we sat there, we assumed because we'd blow something up that nobody would respond in kind, or elements of their government would not respond in kind.
Well, I don't think we're going to do that. So are you okay with what's been done so far?
If we do not go one step forward and we do not hit those reactors or do anything else, this is the line. If we go forward and we're in a war, I'm done with Trump. And I'll tell you right now, his presidency is done, because every single president from Lyndon Johnson to George W. Bush, and there's a list going on that gets America into a foreign war that the majority of the population doesn't want. Their domestic policy, which is another reason I voted for him, goes kaput. It just does. Every single time.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thanks for your service. Trump is not going to go down that road, A. And B, I can't think of one. It would take something catastrophic beyond what I think is plausible here to be warning Trump about. Trump has the most intense and loyal base imaginable. I'm glad Jonathan called in, though. He's not if Trump does this. How much of the Trump base would say that? And I don't think a lot. I do think he's sensitive to that, though. And he's sensitive to that cardinal principle, no unending wars. And just because somebody prominent is egging on more action here doesn't mean we're going to do that. I think what's going on, as far as I can tell, they're assessing how much of Iran's nuclear capability has been thwarted. And I think the assessment is absolutely going to be that it has been thwarted for the near future. And that's, you know, where we're going with this. Let me go to Dan in Lansdale. Dan on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dan, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Yes, I wish I was as optimistic as you are. I'm going to echo a little bit of the last caller's sentiment. The establishment, you know, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, they've been using this, Iran is a week away from getting nuclear. we've been talking about this for decades, and it's just a narrative to push whatever.
Wait a minute, though. That is Lindsey Graham. So the Mossad and the elements that they have on the ground. You think Trump was lured into that? You don't think Trump would be very cautious about any intel that tries to scare him into acting ahead of the time that we need to act?
I would hope so. And the thing is, I think Trump only can do so much once this thing gets rolling. And I think that's the hypersensitivity kind of the last caller and a lot of Americans in general and Tucker. It's kind of like a knee jerk. Like, we've seen this playbook start off again, and us being so close to Israel, as Lindsey would say, you know, that's even more that we're going to get roped into this. And people are just fearful of that, I believe, Dom, is the overall, including Tucker. And, you know, maybe he went a little bit overboard on his expressing.
Well,
it,
but, you know, when somebody's hanging around with Alex Jones, I mean, come on. You know, you've gone over to away from the pantheon we used to have Tucker Carlson on, in my view.
I mean, there's a lot more people than Alex Jones kind of with the same sentiment. And I just feel like, I mean, I'm kind of okay with maybe some support, no ground troops at all. And I wouldn't totally disregard Trump after this. But if we go in, then if we're getting troops on the ground, we better go hard. It better be like, you know, Desert Storm and in and out of there.
Yeah, but Dan, I would tell you, nothing is absolutely humanly impossible. I see it as close to that as you can get, that Trump's going to send in troops on the ground at any point here. You know, he's telling the leadership, and he's trying to hold off on killing him. I don't think Trump is about regime change here. Regime change would have to happen organically. We cannot be preemptively trying for regime change here. That'd be a great thing, but it would have to be that the people have the ability, they're rallying in the streets as they did in the Obama years. We haven't seen that yet, to be honest. So if they can't do that, if it's so locked down that that's impossible, I don't think we're going to try to ratchet that up. But I think, you know, the last two callers, it's broader than just that, particularly with Jonathan. What does America First mean? And maybe this is a textbook case. And Trump is saying it doesn't mean total isolationism unless we're directly attacked. In other words, you take the alliances he made with these other states, I'm sure informs this. Remember that grand tour with Saudi Arabia and all these others. He knows. The play is, if they believe Iran has a nuclear weapon or several, they are going to move heaven and earth. They will not be stopped to get a nuclear weapon. Plus, Alan West mentioned the Iranians could sell it, hand it off to terrorist groups to use in Europe, to use here in the United States. So it's not this, we're protected by oceans, American isolationism. This isn't Bush. The history of Trump is not the history of the Bushes or of the Republican establishment. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and these others, they certainly have a right to their own opinion, but they're going way over lines here. And they seem to be playing this card with Netanyahu and these others that they're luring us in. You really think Trump is being played that way? Trump is the one that opened up to these other Arab states. I happen to think when he was on tour, he said some things that I didn't agree with some of them. He's sensitive to that. He's not going to have as his legacy the thing that separates. I know on the surface, Trump is separated by some of the things he said, some of the really outside the box ideas that he's had that have come to fruition. But the biggest one, all the way back to 2016, is stay out of unending wars. That's his gut instinct. That's his persona. He's not going to be taken step by step toward it. There's no evidence of that. And I think holding back and killing the Iranian dictator leader is an example, using that as a card to try to simmer them down. And the Iranians, you know, Trump is lucky to follow Biden in the sense the contrast is so clear. Look at what he did yesterday. Leaving the G7 summit to fly back instantly, the drama of that, back to the Situation Room to be there in command to broker whatever the deal was. That's not a guy that's looking to do any of this. And to think there are voices around him, who are those voices derailing them? Who is it that's pushing him toward that he's going to listen to? I don't see it. I don't even see it a little bit. I think he's hitting exactly the right mark at this point. To speculate where he goes, that it has to happen that way, it's just not true. This isn't the same mentality. This is not George W. Bush. It is not even a little bit. It's not other presidents. I would be beyond shocked if he makes moves that move us toward that. 855-839-1210. Glad to have the calls. If you differ, that's fine. Hit us on the side question too. 855-839-1210. And what would a Biden be doing now? God only knows. He was at the park for breakfast in Philadelphia just yesterday, I think, with Hunter. All right, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's key. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That's the code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com and do it today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
G'day. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Scott Presler at 2. We may hear from the Treasury Department. I wanted you to hear this. Their chief economist, he's apparently knows me, listens, and is somebody who is out there today touting the fruits of going after illegal immigration in this country, and that would be American employment. Real wages are up. Okay, that is a big story. And Scott Bessent is going to be on the show in the near future, is in Canada today at the G7. Otherwise, we'd have him. But their chief guy is coming on, and then we'll get the big guy on in the very near future. All right, let's go to Liberal Paul. It's been a while here from our shenanigans of the past on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Paul, welcome in.
How you doing, Dom? I gotta say, I am enjoying sitting back, watching the chaos. You know, this is what you get when you have a president whose only foreign policy, this is how he articulated, it wouldn't have happened if I was president. But now he's president, and it's happening. You know,
so wait a minute. What is happening that is out of bounds here, Paul? I don't know what you're saying is happening that is not a good result. The world is safer in that. Do you believe that the Iranians have been greatly diminished their nuclear capability?
Temporarily, but okay. What are you going to do for the long haul?
Okay, well,
what
look,
are you
going to
do,
Paul,
for the long haul?
Well, some things in life, you take a shot because the other outcome of these crazies with the bomb would have set off things that are unimaginable. And then we have some breathing space that we're going to figure out. Hopefully, we'll see a regime change. Not that we're egging that on, but organically. If not, we have more time to gin up again, monitor them again, and we may have to do it again. You're right. It's not an easy problem.
No, but you see, here's the problem. This is what you get when you have a president who just has no is his response to everything. That's terrible. The original Iran nuclear deal was terrible, and he just toppled that without having any plan in place for what to do. And now this is where we're at. We're at this juncture because Donald Trump just deep-sixed the plan that the rest of the world was fine with.
No, we weren't. I was not fine. I was not fine. Were you fine with the $6 billion? Were you fine with the $6 billion plus that we gave them to kill Americans?
No, but I'm not fine with the fact that he's got no coherence. And this is the word that's most important, Don. No coherent policy. I'll tell you right now, he's taking credit for what Israel is doing because right now it's working. But he will never, because you know Trump always chickens out. He will never drop the bomb on Iran. You can tell your friends who are all worried that we're getting into an endless war. He's not going to do that because he's all talk. And the Iranians, I got news for you. They know he's all talk. They know he's not going to drop the bomb. They know he just talks tough. What's he going to do if he doesn't drop the bomb, Dom? Where's his leverage if he doesn't have that?
All right. Thank you, Paul. All right. Thanks for reassuring people. I kind of agree with you on that I don't see him dropping the bomb here. Would we take out the Supreme Leader? Yes. Has Trump done that before? Yes. So now he's chicken. In the beginning, in the first term, it was he's going to blow up the world. Which one is the real Trump? Look, he bobs and weaves all over the place. I would like a more buttoned-up Trump. I've seen that moment in some things. But in the end, that's not quite his style. So that's where we are. We're in a better spot now, though. And as far as the argument, well, what are we going to do? Have to do this again? Maybe. What's the alternative if the people of Iran just don't have the wherewithal to overthrow these crazies. You know, if you're in the Middle East, if you're in Israel, as we went with listeners, you get a deep sense that people realize this is just an age-old problem. You have significant numbers of people, God knows how many. Iran looks to be a modern society on the surface. Their version of the faith that they practice wants to diminish, or worse, women, gays, and modernity, meaning where we are in 2025. This is a huge problem. And the fact that they sit on top of oil, they're in a crucial area surrounding Israel, makes that problem so much more extensive. So what's Trump's policy? One part of it is to curry favor. We're in better condition with any number of these other Arab states. I mean, I think that's a given. After that, Iran is not going to get a nuclear weapon. Yeah, but I want more of this agenda, this, that, and the other. That's not how Trump operates. And there is no way to ascertain exactly how to go down that path. All right, so 855-839-1210. So do you feel better hearing liberal Paul tell you Trump is definitively not going to do that, as I believe he's not going to engage or get pushed to do that? What will Iran do? Will they continue to suffer these losses? They've had economic difficulties, etc. Are there people in a position where the unrest is severe enough to make these leaders recognize that and to calm down? Hard to say. These are completely unknowable. But I have to say, I have not seen the people of Iran, and I'm not blaming them. This is an extremely repressive regime. And in this country, the people that continue to deny how repressive some practitioners of the Muslim faith are, their version of this, is just crazy talk. You know, and if women want to go along with this, yeah, you have every right to diminish yourself, but I have a right to say you're diminishing yourself, that you can't wear modern clothing, you can't do X, Y, and Z. Apparently, their secret police, their ability to spot people stirring up any kind of talk pushing back against this is in the League of China. Otherwise, we had the one spasm, you may remember, and people were chanting, "Obama, are you with us?" And Obama did not want to intervene. That was the chance, the best chance we've seen, a regime change. We're not in this for a regime change, though. I don't think Trump is. I think his play is they were that close to a nuclear weapon. That can't happen for the reasons we put out, and that's it. Let's go to Mark in Philly. Mark, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, Dom?
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad to see people are starting to open up their eyes. I'm going to try to give an analogy. Netanyahu and Trump are like, remember the Christmas story, the little redheaded kid with the Jeff cap that always started fights because he knew his big guy was right behind him? Who ended up getting beat up? The big guy. That's going to be us. That's going to be Trump. Netanyahu is evil. Like,
he is. What do you base that on, Mark, that Netanyahu is evil?
All right, here's another one. This is my thought. Okay. I don't know if you, I know you're not a game player, but there used to be a game called Missile Command where you'd shoot missiles out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how they're shooting hundreds of missiles out of the sky at night, but on a clear October 7th day, they let people glide in, kill, and kidnap their people, and not respond for 7 hours. Like, whoever defends that, like, is that defendable? Am I out of the line, or is that?
Yeah, you are completely out of line to think that they're going to let their people.
Seriously, you think I'm out of line?
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely not. Everybody's defending Netanyahu. You got to be kidding me. He sacrifices people to go and bombard Palestine.
So
come
he
on, man.
Allowed
you don't want to stop for 7 hours.
He allowed October 7th to happen. You've sunk to that point, Mark. I'm glad we smoked you out. Go back into your basement. Yeah, Netanyahu, and not only that, he is, I have not interviewed him, but people around him, my sense of him, he is one of the shrewdest politicians out there. Do you really think it's survivable if you throw the dice and say, let's get people killed on October 7th and not respond for 7 hours, the breakdown that Israel had, that you're going to survive that with your people as a pretense to go to war? My goodness, it brings it out. All right, we got the side question going on too. Want to get a few more on the board, which is today, in honor of what I see here in Wildwood, hit us with that all-time connection, association, country music. Could be a person, could be a song, could be something that says country music, that defines it, all right? The Wildwood thing is just incredible. Coming up, we're going to talk with Scott Presler at 2 o'clock. At 2:30, might work. We're going to talk with the chief economist. We're working on it with the Treasury Department. Again, that's big news that's out today as far as the idea that we are seeing real wage gains for blue-collar workers, exactly what Trump is about. And why are we seeing it? Well, we're seeing it because you don't have illegal wages and aliens here in the main. I told you about the Omaha story where we had to raid a meatpacking plant, and suddenly on Monday after that, you had a lot of Americans and legal immigrants show up to work. Now, they have to be paid more because they're legal. We're actually seeing this. And the other side just wants to diminish the gains that are happening around this for American workers. Yeah, we haven't seen deportation numbers that are astronomical. This is a long process. All right, I'm coming to your calls, though, 855-839-1210. You know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care of my dentist, 10 years, and my friend, Dr. Robert Benz. The Benz Dental Group recently had a chance to talk with a patient of his and a listener of mine, Joyce, new patient of Dr. Benz. She had this longtime dentist. He said to her, I can't do anything else. Joyce, you're going to get dentures. Joyce told me she may be vintage, but she's not old. Right there in Dr. Benz's office, and the dentures were not for her. So we called, set up an appointment with Dr. Benz and his team, dental implants. Joyce told me when I met her how thrilled she was with this, impressed with everything I said about Dr. Benz, the diagnostic care, the confidence that he has as a dentist. You'll see the difference, the Benz difference that I've experienced for 10 years. Call Dr. Benz, meet with Dr. Benz and his team, get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. You do that by getting that initial evaluation. You talk with him, size him up, he'll tell you what can be done. You'll say, all right, what are my choices here? 610-272-6949. Or visit him at Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Gio Dano Show, welcome in. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Scott Presler coming to our big event. Don't forget, Friday, noon until 3, Hildreth Avenue, right there in the heart of Wildwood with Johnny Z. And we got a lot of the vote on gravy sauce. The odds makers make a slight that gravy will win, but we'll see. We got a lot of judges of elections. Johnny's going to give me a bartending skill because I'm going to do a bartending coming up, which I did years ago in Bucks County. We have our honorees, Linda Kearns, Fred Heron. I mentioned Axios talking about the fact now that there are 700 of these or more nationwide, and they resent that, of these groups that are aiding and abetting, helping ICE in their duty. And I would predict Philadelphia ICE, we're also going to honor them in absentia. Philadelphia ICE, they're too busy, is going to be a major player in this because the big blue cities that are fomenting all this nonsense crawl with illegal immigration. The mayor has been pretty calm about it, but Philadelphia is a hotbed of this, and ICE Philadelphia deserves our respect and support for the work they're doing. Let's go to Bill in Monco. Bill, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Bill.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
And Dan and Henry, I just want to make the comment. I'm afraid with Iran that Trump may be overplaying his hand. You know, we do have Iran on the ropes. You know, they really were, Israel is degrading the military capability. But Trump can't be beating on his chest just quite yet. The reason I say that is, you know, we do conventional really well, the U.S. military. We do not do unconventional very well. And if we push the Iranians too much, it's going to go from conventional to unconventional, and then it's going to get really ugly.
Well, Bill, the point here is, though, they realize they're not dealing with the Joe Biden. They're afraid of what Trump might do. So if they attack us, I think they know deep, they would have done it by now. They would have done it to get the pressure off them, these sleeper cells, whatever else they have out there. If they do that, I want Trump to take just massive action against them. Not talking about boots on the ground, but we're talking about take out all the leadership. Anything is in play then.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. But I just think that still has to be somewhat measured. Because we had the Bunker Buster, we had the B-2s at Diego Garcia. We can pull the trigger on that anytime we want. But then what does the Iranian government have left? Nothing. And if we don't give them an out, the out, and I'll get to what the out might be in a minute, you know, then they're going to go unconventional. And then, like I said, things are going to get out of hand. I would like to know where the United Nations is in this whole thing. We should, as part of what our negotiations might be, say to the Iranians, we want complete access by international inspectors to the whole country, to everything. And if they find anything that's capable of producing weapons-grade uranium or nuclear weapon, mm-hmm. you need to dismantle it immediately.
So they say that, Bill. They say that, and then they either drag their feet or they cheat and they put it in other spots.
Well, then we don't stop bombing or, you know, assist Israel with what it's doing until they get to that point. When they cry uncle, then we'll negotiate. We want inspectors standing by UN. You go in right away the minute the Iranians say they would agree to it. And then we start looking around and leave no rock unturned as far as all that goes. And
Bill, do you have an answer on the side question today?
I sure do. Branson, Missouri.
Oh, yes.
Really the new country capital.
Yes. The capital, just more than Nashville, maybe, of yes. That is a really good one. Outside the box a little bit. Something associated with country, because down here in Wildwood, it's huge, this event. If you're coming, tell me why you come all the way down. But what is it about this event? Is it the big names? Is it on the beach? It's something about it. Well, Scott Presler is coming our way this Friday. He'll be our headliner at Mulligan's. It's one of a kind. He's got a lot to report. He's next here on the Dom Giordano Show.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.